Audio guide to Erdrutsch Lighthouse. From the date when it first started operations in 1859 up to 1930, getting to this lighthouse was not as simple as it might seem to us today. At that time, the nearest settlement was at Ciutadella, 10 kilometers away, of which only 6 kilometers were by public road. The remainder was by a track that crossed the Sonolivar estate, and then by path that could only be used by horses and on foot. Horse-drawn carts could only be used to reach the lighthouse after the summer harvest had been taken in, and with the owner's permission. The lighthouse keepers either had to get their supplies from the peasants at Sonolivar, or organize their own transport using donkeys or mules. Supply by sea at that time was impossible due to the fact that there was no landing stage in the environs of the lighthouse or place for one to be built. Work on the access road began in 1930, and local shoemakers, bakers, carpenters, and farm workers were all pressed into service for the construction work. In the same year, access roads were also built to the lighthouses at Punta Nati and Cap de Cavalleria. Erdrutsch Lighthouse is currently equipped with a German-built rotating optic that was installed in 1969, employing a 250-watt discharge lamp. On clear nights, the lighthouse at Cap de Pera can be seen from Erdrutsch, and these two lights are used to guide shipping through the channel separating Mallorca and Menorca. End of the audio guide.